All right, we are on the top of Chaf Gimel Amud Beis. We are on the Mishnah. The power, we'll see a lot of interesting stuff about the power of Eid Echad here. Okay, so the Mishnah says as follows. Shtei Nashim Shenishbu. There's two women who were captured. Zos Omeres Nishbesi Utahorani. One of them says, I was captured and I am Tahora. And the second one says, I was captured, and again, I'm Tahora. They are not believed. So right away, you're like, what do we not believe? We've said this 100 times already. Not 100 times, a few times. We've said the idea that if the person is the one who offers the information and says, I was captured, and then says, but I'm Tahora, that they're believed. So Rashi right away jumps in that. Look at the top Rashi. Rashi says, Shtei Nashim Shenishbu, Sheyesh Edim Shenishbu. So Rashi, that's Rashi says that. This has got to be that the case is there are actually already witnesses that these women were kidnapped. There are witnesses they were kidnapped, and then they're each saying about themselves. But I'm Tahora. So if you don't believe someone, they say they're Tahora. If it's someone else giving testimony that they were kidnapped. Okay.
If only could have testimony that they were kidnapped. It's not about the
Tahora. Let's see. I mean, at least the testimony that they're Edom about, the Edom says that they were kidnapped. We don't the witnesses who did come don't tell us what happened about them. But the fact that we have testimony from someone else that they were kidnapped, so now we don't have Pesha Asu or Pesha Hid there. Okay. So that's out. So that we're not going to be able to use. So what are you going to do though? So what about the testimony about being Tahora Ani? So each one saying I'm Tahora, that's not going to work. Right, and the ne'emanos. However, ubizman shehein me'idos zu et zu hare elu ne'emanos. But if each one says, yes, we're kidnapped, both of us, but she's Tahora. And the other one says, and she's Tahora. Right? They each say about each other, about the other person, so then hare elu ne'emanos. Now they are believed. Right? Rashi says, she me'idu zu et zu ko achas omeres chaverti Tahora. Right? They each talking about the other person, why? So this is, we've seen many times that there's eight echad in order to make sure that a woman, if a woman's in to make sure a woman's in laguna, etc. Here, we're adding on that eight echad can also be, I think we may have mentioned it before also, that an eight echad can be believed in order to be mitahara a woman. And say that she, even if she's an eid echad, even if it's a woman who's typically puzzle this. So in these scenarios, the eid echad and even isha can be used to be mitaher in order to say that the woman is tahora. Fine.
Can I ask a question before we go any further?
Yes.
What difference does it make if she's tahora or not? Is that just matter of
so, kahuna, yeah, so, or so, is yeah, so kahuna, so if her husband was a kohen, yeah, she'd be forbidden to her husband.
Okay.
Right? And if she was a penuya, she'd be forbidden to kohanim going forward. Right, so that's the concern.
Okay.
Good. Right, because if it's honest, it happens against her will, and she was married, she's still mitaharah to her husband.
Right. Unless there's a kohen.
Unless there's a kohen. Correct.
The rabbi says a feel of isha, so is this like an exception?
This is an exception in the case of
generally,
you have to have two eidim, and generally they have to be men.
Right.
So here, eid is isha. Usually we say, you know, cases of where a woman says, you know, we want to be able to clarify that the husband passed away, right? So she can get remarried, for example, right? So that's the example. We say eid echad. We accept an eid echad. Even accept an isha. We have cases. We've had cases that, you know, even you could accept a non-Jew. Right? There's all kinds of, like, when the husband went away, we can't find him, etc. So that's the case we usually talk about, using this like unique mishum iguna hikili be'rabanan. Here we have mishum shvuya. Which is a different new thing for us to see. Okay, so it says the Gemara as follows. Tan Rabbanan. I'm going to give all these cases and then we're going to go one at a time to explain them, hopefully. Ani Timea Vechaverti Tahora. Okay? What if she says, I'm Timea, right? But the other person, she is Tahora, right? They took me, they didn't take her, right? Ne'emenes, she's believed. Ani Tahora Vechaverti Timea. In an MS. But if she says, I'm fine, I'm Tahora, but my friend, they took her, she's Temeah, then she's not believed. Okay? Ani vechavrati Temeah. If she says, both of us are Temeah, Nemenes al Atzma, Vedin Nemenes al Chavrata, then she's believed on herself, but she's not believed about her friend. Ani vechavrati Tahora, if she says, both of us are Tahora, then Nemenes al Chavrata, she's believed for her friend, right? Ve'einan emes al atzma, but she's not believed on herself. Okay, so we're gonna go through each of the cases to explain.
A lot of combinations.
So we're gonna go through each one. Okay, so Amar Mar. Okay, so now Gemara presents let's go through each case and explain, because how we explain what happens in all the three cases, basically. What's the unifying principle and what's really happening here? So Amar Mar, Ani Tahora v'Chaver Titemeya Einan Emes. Right. So what did we say with the first case? Well, she says I'm Tahora, but my friend is Temeya. She's not believed, right? So that wasn't actually the first case. That was the next case, right? But she says again. So she says I'm Tahora, but my friend is Temeya. So she's not believed, right?
About either case.
Right, so she's not believed about either. Right. Okay, I'm Torah, and then she's Tamei. I'm not believed either. Okay, hey Chidami, what's the case? Idaleka edim al atzma. If there are no edim about herself, right? She says I need Torah, and she's not believed. So if there aren't edim about herself, right? I'm alo mehemna, right? Meaning if there aren't edim that saw that she was kidnapped, right? Then Amaylo Behemna, why isn't she believed? Nishbesi Utahora Anikamra. If there are no Edom in this whole concept, in this whole conversation, who saw that she was kidnapped, she should be believed. Why Pesha Asuhu Pesha Hitter? She's the one who says it happened to me and I'm Tahora. Right? So Ella, so the fact that we don't believe her, Pshita Deika Edom, must be there were Edom there. Right? That saw this whole story. Okay? At least saw that she was kidnapped. Right? Okay. So if that's true.
She never says anything. Her statement is all about whether she's Torah or not, not about whether she was kidnapped. So it would be obvious that there's Edim then. I mean, I don't know.
Well, let's keep going.
Okay.
Yeah, that's not the Chiddush. I mean, that's obvious that there are Edim there, right? But Ema Mitziyasav, if that's true, what about the next case? Ani v'chaverti Temeya, right? When she says, me and my friend are both Temeos, right? We were both taken, right? Nemenes, that's confusing when I say taken, sorry. They're both raped. Right, so nemenes alatzma veina nemenes alchaverta. She's believed on herself, right? But she's not believed on her friend, right? Right, but and what's the reason she's believed on herself? Was a rule called shavya. We've seen, also I think seen this before. Shavya anaf shachati chatisur. She makes herself forbidden. Right, a woman can declare herself forbidden, right, to her husband, or a person can make themselves usher. That person's allowed to, has the power to do, right? So when she says, I was raped, and my friend also, so she's believed on herself, right? V'idi ika edim, right? But she's not believed about her friend. V'idi ika edim, and if there are really witnesses there, I'm ma'alo mehemna, right? Then again, why shouldn't she be believed, right? Why shouldn't she be believed again on her friend, right? If there are edim there, she should be believed. Ela pshita the lake edim. So what must be? Must be in this case, there weren't any edim. Because if there were edim, that the friend was taken, that the friend was kidnapped, just like she was, and she says she was Temeya, then she should be believed.
She's
Temeya.
Both are Temeya.
They both are Temeya. Right? She's believed about herself, but not about her friend. Well, if there were edim there, then why wouldn't she be believed? So rather, what must be that there aren't edim. It must be there aren't edim. Okay. Look at Rashi for a second. It's not necessary for right now.
Look back at Rashi,
the first wide line, first skinny line. El pshita the ike edim, right? It's the first case, right? So in the first case, we said, she says, I'm Tahora, and my friend is Temeya, right? She's not believed, right? And we said, what was the case? So she said, if there aren't edim, right? If there aren't edim on her, then why isn't she believed? She's in the space of a Tahorani, right? So rather, must be there are edim. Look at Rashi. El pshita the ike edim. Hilkacha atzma einan emenes. Right? There are edim, so she's not believed on herself, letahara, right? To make herself Tahora, because, again, there were edim that she was kidnapped. V'chaverta nami afagav da'anan abrina becheskas Temeya kaima. Right, and even her friend, even though we'd say she's becheskes Temeya, this is the point. There's a chazaka that when she's kidnapped, that she's going to be Temeya. Right, hahu lav mishum himnusa, dahachu debalav sadusa didah nami becheskes Temahi. It's not about anyone's testimony. Right, when a woman is kidnapped, it becomes an assumption that she's also raped. That's the assumption. Right? And that's I think that's the point where we're getting a little tripped up.
She's not believed because her testimony is not
needed. Once I have Edim, this is the point. Once there are Edim on the capture, there becomes an assumption that there was also a rape. That's the point. Right? So let's go to the first case again. Right? If she says, Ani tahora v'chaverti tameya. Right? I'm tahora and my friend is tameya. She's not believed. The Gemara said. Right? And the Gemara said, what's the case? If there's no Edim on their capture, our Atzma Milo Behemna, why shouldn't she believe? You should basically Tahora Anikama, right? She's Pesha Asu Pesha Hitir. She's declaring herself kidnapped, so she declares herself Tahora. But Elapshita, but the fact that she's not believed, Elapshika the Ika Edim, must be there were Edim on her capture. And that's why she's not believed. Next case. So, but if that's true, that they're Edim on the capture, I have a problem with the next case. Eimim Mitziyah, so the next case. Aniva Chavati Tameya. Both of them, she says, me and my friend were both Tameyos. Nemenes al Asa, she's believed to say that she's Tameya. Ve'ena Nemenes al Chavati, but she's not believed about her friend. But Ve'i the Ike Edim, but if they're Edim that both of them were captured, Amayalo Menahemna, why not believe her that her friend is actually Tameya? Because again, she is the woman, once she's testimony that she was captured, it's a Chazaka. We assume that she was captured. Unless someone comes in and says that she's Tahora. Right, so the fact that she says we're both Tameos would make her something she should be believed about, right? Because there's Eidos that they were captured, and she says that this assumption is that both of them are Tameos, and then she says and we're talking Tameos, so she should be believed on the friend also.
In the first case where you said there were Edim, she said her friend was Tamea, but we said we don't believe her. So
we said we do believe her on the friend. No. I need to have a chavati tameya.
But isn't Rashi basically saying that maybe the language is there. It's not that she's not believed. It's that her testimony is not needed. The friend is considered tamay, period, and her testimony doesn't help or hurt the case.
Right, doesn't make any difference. Right. But you're saying the first case, though, when she says, I'm tohor mechavati tameya, ain't an emenes, you're saying she should be an emenes on the friend.
But Gemara says there are witnesses, so she's not believed again because
meaning it has nothing to do with her edus. It's not because she said that's all that meant.
She says tahora about her friend, right? Because it doesn't matter. It's not enough. Good, because the chazaka that she's good. Yes, very good. That's the pshat. That's why. That's why in the first case, even though she says tahora, she's in menace because there are edim there. That's the whole point. They're edim that she was kidnapped. Good. Okay, but the point is that in the first case, it's obvious that there must have been Edim, and in the second case, it must be there weren't Edim. Right? In the Mitziyasa, in the second case here of the Brisa here. Good. Okay. So Gemara says, great, Eima Seifa, let's go to the next case. Right? Eima Seifa, Aniva Chaverti Tahora, we're both Tahoros, right? Ne'emenes al Chaverta, Ene Ne'emenes al Atzma. She's believed about her friend, and not believed about herself. Vi Deleke Edim, but if there aren't any Edim, Atzma Ma'ala Mehemna. Again, if there aren't any Edim there, she should be believed about herself, not be believed about her friend. I get it, right? In this case, though, she is believed about her friend, right? But she's not believed about herself, right? If there aren't any Edim, why is she not believed on herself? Right? So it must be that there were Edim. So you're going to ask me now, but if there are Edim, why is she believed on her friend that she's Tahora?
For herself, right? It's a
pesha
asur, right?
But there isn't. There isn't because there are Edim.
But that's
you're in the third one, right?
Yeah. The seifa. Ema seifa. Ani v'chaverti tahora.
Right.
Me and my friend are both tahora. She's nemes achaverti. Her friend is tahora, but she's not believed about herself. But if there's no Edim, then why is she believed about herself? Why isn't she believed about herself? Right. So,
isn't there no Edim? So that's why it's a
pesha asa
for herself.
That's exactly Gemara's kasha. And the Gemara answers, Edim. So it must be that there were Edim, right? That she, and that's why she can't be able to do for herself. But then Harvey's question comes back: why is she believed to say that her friend is Tahora?
Well, because the one aid, good.
Thank you. Yes, correct. When she testifies about the tuma status of her friend, she's not believed when she's one. But when she that's one of the reasons. But when she testifies about the tuma status of her friend, she's not believed. But when she testifies about the tahora status of her friend, even if they're Edim, and the Edim say that she was kidnapped, one witness can say that she's tahora. Right? And that's why when she's when she says Temeya, we don't need her, right? Or not believe, whatever. But when she says Tahora about her friend, she's believed. Okay? Because we have a rule by Shuya, 1-8, we're makel by 1-8. That's why. Yeah, thank you. That's the reason.
So even though there's a cheskas Temeya, yes, because there's Eidim,
but Eidechad is like two Eidim.
She overrides.
Yeah, Eidechad is like two in that case. Mm-hmm. Yes, correct. Fine. So now we have, the point is, what ends up happening is, says the Gemara, Reisha v'seifa d'ika Eidim, mitziyasa d'leika Eidim. But now it turns out is that the first case and the last case there are Eidim, and the middle case there aren't Eidim. That's a very hard sell in one brisa, right? It's a very unusual thing. We always want to make it like all the cases make, you know, go together. So Amar Abaye in, he says, yeah, that is what's happening. You're right. It is Reisha v'seifa d'ika Eidim, mitziyasa d'leika Eidim. That's what happens. That's the case we're talking about. It's a little confusing. Sorry. You have to use your brain a little bit to hold on, but that's the case. That's what the case is. Rav Papa Amar says no. So Rav Papa says that's not correct. Rav Papa Amar kula de'ika edim. Really, there's always, in all these cases, there are edim that what? Again, edim that they were kidnapped. Okay? V'ika ed echad deka'afich. And in each case, when the woman declares, me and my friend, or Torah, Temeyat, or whatever it is, there is an ed echad who always says the opposite of what she says. Okay, if the first case was fun, ready for the second one. Ready? Here we go. Okay? So, and he's going to explain each one. Okay? What happens? Amra, ani Temeya v'chaverti Tahora. So she says, I'm Temeya, and my friend is Tahora. Again, saying about her friend Tahora, that she'll be believed, right? And saying that she's a Temeya, she'll also be believed, because she makes herself usher, right? V'amra la eid echad, and the eid echad says back, no, at Tahora, v'chaverteich Temeya, the opposite, right? He says, no, you're Tahora, and she's Temeya. The friend's Temeya, okay?
Who says that? The witness?
The other witness. So the other witness. Yeah, so each time what's going to happen is this woman's going to talk about herself and her friend, and then another witness is going to say whatever she just said, she's going to flip it. He's going to flip it and say the opposite. Okay? So again, she said,
she's Temeya and her friend.
Yeah, she says, I'm Temeya and my friend is Tahora. Okay? Which again, Temeya makes herself Temeya, and Tahora makes her friend Tahora, because she's believed for her friend. So one eid echad. V'am eid echad, and the eid echad says back, the other eid echad, right? At Tahora, no, you're Tahora. V'chaverteich Temeya, and your friend is Temeya. So what happens? Ihi shavi sad nilnavsha chatichat yisura. Right, she already made herself forbidden by declaring herself Temeya. Chaverta mishtarya apuma dida. Right, and her friend is free to go. Why? Because of her. Right, because of the eid echad, not the other eid echad, but herself. She said her friend is Tahora. That works, right? Okay. Next case. Ani Tahora v'chaverti Temeya. If I'm, she says I'm Tahora and my friend is Temeya. V'amr la eid echad. And by the way, when she says I'm Tahora and my friend's Temeya, she's not really believed that either, right? She says I'm Tahora. We don't believe her. And my friend is Temeya. She can say it, but don't really need it. Yod Avedim that the woman was kidnapped. So for Amla Idecha, but Idecha comes and says, Ah Temeya, you're Temeya, v'chavateich Tahora, and your friend is Tahora. So remember that the Idecha now declares her Tahora. That's very helpful, right? E kevan deika edim lav kol kamina. Right, this woman, there's already edim that she, right, was kidnapped, right, and therefore her declaring herself Tahora doesn't do anything, right? B'chaverta mishtarya puma d'erechad, right? The aid, right? But the friend becomes permitted. Why? Because this extra aid said, you're Tahora. And Eidechad is believed to be Matar, the woman. Yeah? It's a horrible, hard one. With me on that one? Do that one? Should we do that one again?
No, go ahead.
Yeah? Okay. I'm going to do it one more time. Okay? I'll do it one more time. Okay? So this is the second case. Okay? Let's go back. Let's start from the second case again.
They just flipped it. In other words, this time it's not her herself.
But let's do it one step at a time. I need Tahora v'chaverti Temeya. She says, I'm Tahora, and my friend is Temeya. Okay? Is she believing when she says about herself, I need Tahora?
No.
No. They're eating that she's, that they were kidnapped. Her saying I'm Tahora doesn't help. V'chaverti Temeya, when she says, my friend is Temeya, does that make her friend Temeya? And her friend's Temeya anyways, right? Because she's witnesses that she was kidnapped. Now what happens? The Eidechad comes and says, At Temeya. He says, you're Temeya. Okay? When he says At Temeya, does that really change anything?
No.
Not really. She wasn't believed when she said about herself that she was Tahora anyways. Right? V'chaverteich Tahora. And he says, but your friend, She's Tahara. Does that help?
Yes,
that's an Eidecha declaring her Tahara. That works. Okay, so what happens? So that the Gemara is going to summarize what we just said. Ihi, the woman who originally spoke, Kevandika Eidim Lav Kol Kamina. Right? This woman who was already Temeya because she had a Eidah, so she was Temeya, that she was Nishbase. So at that point, she says Tahara, we don't care. Someone else says she's Temeya, it doesn't matter. She just stays Temeya. Right? But Chaverta Mishtaya Pumadeid. But her friend, who she originally said was Temeya, and now the other Eidechad swoops in and says, no, 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 Eidechad, you're Tahara. He helps her, and she's freed, and she's Tahara. Yes?
Well, even though we have contradicting witnesses.
Doesn't matter. Right, even bigger Chiddush. Even bigger Chiddush, right? When there's contradictory witnesses, it doesn't matter, we still believe the Eidechad. Yeah, good.
And even though it's not her, she was there, it's the other person, the other one is trumping her, even though she
yes,
was there.
Yes, yeah. Yes, yes,
well,
yes.
We don't know this one wasn't there.
Yeah, well, he's got to be there. I mean, he's a different Eidechad. He must have been somewhere. Right. He has testimony.
But she was also the prisoner.
They were both in the area. That's clear, right? But the other aide, it must be someone who saw what was going on, right?
Does this have anything to do with if he's a man versus a woman, or is this?
Doesn't sound like it. Okay, next. Aniva chaver. So then, what's the third case?
There's a difference, right?
So what's the third case? Here we go. What's the third case? Aniva chaver ti temeya. She says, "Me and my friend are both temeyos." Right? That was the third case. She said, "I'm temeya and my friend's temeya." V'am leirachad. At vechavateich tahora, and the other guy comes and says, "No, that's not true. You're both tahoros." So again, for herself, right? So ihi for herself, shavisa l'nafsha chadicha disura, right? So she, even though this is a little bit wild, even though there's an eid echa now saying that she's tahora, since she declared herself forbidden, she's still aser. Because once you say I'm aser, then you can't have someone else show up and say, no, you're mutter. What do you mean? She's declared herself aser, right? However. But the other woman, because now this other aid showed up and said she's Tahora, so that knocks out the other person's testimony that said she was Temeya, and now she is Tahora. Okay? Yes? Okay, this is the very simple way that Rebbe wants to read our Mishnah. this Braisa that we've been quoting, this Tosefta that we're quoting, and wants to explain that all three cases in that way. What's the advantage of this? Is that according to this case, they're all cases of two Eidim, right? There were always two Eidim which had said that they were that they were shvuyos. That lines the cases up in the same way, since they're all cases of Eidim that are shvuyos. And in every case, there's an Eidechad contradicting the woman's original testimony. Fine, and that's how you get these three different outcomes. And that's what they want to say then. So Gemara says, but wait a second, Hasulamali Hainu Resha. Meaning, basically what they want to argue is that the Gemara's question now is like this. The first two cases already taught me enough, right, about the case of the woman, either the Eidecha working or the Shavisa Nafsha Chaticha Yisura, right? Why do I need the last case? The last case just kind of like repeats the same kind of general principles. You didn't just learn something new from the last case. Because it also talks about, again, Shavisa Nafsha Chaticha Yisura and the Eidecha can be retired. So that's something that I learned in the first two cases. Okay, so when it says Reisha, Hainu Reisha, Rashi explains Reisha means the first two cases. That's just the first case, but the first two cases are really teaching us these rules. Anyways, what new thing did I learn from the third case? So it says Gemara Mo the same. But what might I have thought? Hani Tarvayu Taharos Ninhu, right? Maybe they're both Taharos. V'haydika Amra Hachi. And what? So what? Because what's the last case? The last case that she says, I'm Temeya and she's Temeya. Right? That's the last case. Correct. That was the case we were dealing with. The last case was she says, I'm Temeya and my friend's Temeya. Right? And we said she's me, and then the Eidechad says, no, you're both Tahoros. So she's out, Shavinav Shechadichad Yisura, but the other woman is Tahora because of the Eidechad. So what's the Chiddush? So here's the Chiddush. What might I have thought? Maybe what's really happening here is that they're both Tahoros, right? V'ayitakam Rahachi, and the woman who says we're both Temeos, why does she do that? Tamus Nafshi Implishtim. Because Hidika Avda, what's she doing? She's pulling a Shimshon. Shimshon was famous. I think we saw this in Yevamos once, right? That Shimshon, right? When he knocks, he knocks on the pillars and they push them all die. Who else dies? Shimshon also dies, right? He kills himself with all of them. In order to kill them, he kills himself. Right? I think we had this when we were talking about Saros, who were like willing to give testimony to like mess, you know, two women who are co-wives to mess over the other woman. I'll testify something bad about myself. Like I hate you so much, I'll even mess over myself. And maybe that's what's going on here. Maybe we think we're both Temeos. Maybe she's just trying to take down the other woman, right? And because she's going to declare herself Temeo also, so that'll be more believed to take down the other one and make her Temeo, right? Kamash Malan, ani v'charati tahora, right? So, Kamash Malan, that's not true. That we don't do that. We assume that she's telling the truth. Fine. Fine. So ani v'charati tahora v'arm leidechad ad v'charatech tameya. What about the case where she says, and me and my friend are both tahoros? Right? And the Erecha comes and says, you and your friends are both Tameos. What happens? Ihi kevan diika edim lav kol kamina. Right? The woman, since they're edim, who cares if she declares herself tahor, that's not going to help. Right? The word of edim that she was kidnapped. But chaverta mishtaya pumadida. Right? But the friend goes free because of what?
She said.
Her, the original woman who had said that my friend is tahora. Right? That's the Erecha. So again, the Gemara asks, "Hasulamali, what I needed for Hainu Resha?" Right, that was the first case. Hainu Resha Deresha. That was the first case. Right. So answer the Gemara again. No, Ma, the same of what might I have thought? Ki mehemna b'makom de pasla nafsha, abav b'makom de michshara nafsha, emalo mehemna. Right. What might have thought was that when we believe her in a place, we believe her when she's passing herself. Right. When a woman says, "I'm Temeya, but my friend's Tahora." Okay. Wow. So that's the case. You really believe her. She's being really honest. She's saying, "Look, bad stuff happened to me, but not to this woman." Right, but if she's saying we're all tahoros, what's she trying to say? Nothing happened to any of us, right? It makes it more believable. Maybe she's trying to lie, and maybe she's more believed when she says it about both of them, right? Maybe we'd say we wouldn't believe her. Kamash Malan, that no, we actually believe her when she says that we're both tahoros. We will believe her in that case also enough to again be matir the other woman. Fine. We're just done. Okay, so we'll stop here. We'll pick up with the Mishnah on next week. Whatever day next week is that we're meeting, we'll figure that out. We'll figure it out. We'll send down the WhatsApp.